Another candidate wants to succeed retiring Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey in New York's 17th District. Chappaqua resident Evelyn Farkas served under President Obama in the Department of Defense and says she sounded the alarm about Russian election interference. She said as much in a tweet Monday, announcing her candidacy.
I worked in the government a long time. My last job, I was a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and 12 other Eastern European countries under President Obama. And when I came out, I started noticing this fishy connection between President Trump and the Kremlin. He wasn't president then, so it was his campaign. And I started ringing the alarm bells on national television. I went up to Capitol Hill. I told them they had to get whatever information they could from the outgoing Obama administration. The right wing attacked me, Sean Hannity, all those guys, and I kept at it. And I really have decided since then that this is really an all hands on deck moment in our history. And when Representative Lowey announced that she was retiring, I decided that I could carry on in her tradition, you know, and she's very well loved and very well respected. So I cannot say that I could even, approximate filling her shoes, but I certainly can, again, carry on in her tradition. And what that would mean would be obviously working to protect democracy for Americans, protect Americans against the erosion of the rule of law under this president. And then, of course, deliver on all of the day-to-day issues that concern the residents of the district. And I know I could do it from day one. I would just add, because I have legislated at the federal level. I was in Congress as a senior staffer, writing legislation, passing it for almost a decade.
How do you speak to the low-income parent at the East Ramapo School District about her or his day-to-day concerns versus what's going on in public impeachment hearings?
Yeah. Well, I think if you are a low-income person or a high-income person, you have to care about the erosion of your rights. I mean, this president is attacking, for example, women's right to choose. So it doesn't matter what your income is. He is trying to basically overturn Roe versus Wade. So that's a real concern. Gun safety, it doesn't matter what your income is. That's a real concern. It's absolutely appalling that we don't have background checks, required background checks, plus no fly, no buy, that this country allows people to own automatic weapons. So there's a whole list of things, you know. Healthcare, obviously. I can talk about the need for access to affordable healthcare to everyone, really. And I will just add as a personal note, although I grew up in Chappaqua, New York, I mentioned before my parents are immigrants. They were not well off. They really struggled. It was a real decision for my mom, you know, when she could do errands because she didn't have money for gas in the car. I didn't go and see movies in the movie theater. That was considered a luxury we couldn't afford. And when I ended up going to college, and I went to a kind of expensive college, certainly for my parents, my mom ended up working three jobs so that I could go to that college. So I am very grateful to this, to my public high school system for my education and for the opportunities I got because my parents moved here. But it was a struggle all along, even though we were growing up among, you know, much more affluent people than we were.
That college is Franklin and Marshall, and she earned her master's and Ph.D. from the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Farkas joins four other Democrats running so far. Allison Fine, the immediate past chair of the National Board of NARAL, Pro-Choice America Foundation, State Assemblyman David Buchwald, State Senator David Carlucci, and Rockland County native Mondaire Jones.
I think it's fantastic. I think that's what democracy is all about. The more the merrier. You know, we'll all make our case to the voters, and the voters will have at least a lot of choice. The only thing that's regrettable in this situation is just, I think we need campaign finance reform. So that's, you know, that aspect of it, I think, is troubling that there's so much money in politics. But other than that, I think it's very healthy for the people of the district.
Will you accept corporate PAC money?
I am certainly not going to accept PAC money from any corporations that are doing things to harm our environment. Obviously, anything that goes counter to gun safety and all those things that I mentioned earlier. So that much I'm clear about.
Okay, thank you for that. And I wanted to go back to, obviously, what's on our airwaves as you and I speak right now, and that's the public impeachment hearings, and just wanted your thoughts on how this is all playing out.
Well, I'm very happy to see it happening because this president clearly has conducted multiple impeachable offenses. You know, and Congress really needed to bring these hearings to the American people, put out in public exactly what this president has been doing in the name of every American, using taxpayer money in the case of the attempt to get a bribe from Ukraine in the form of political dirt, right? But also going back to his original election and how he welcomed the assistance of the Russian government and how he tried to really impede the special counsel Mueller's investigation. So it's high time we're having these hearings. I applaud Leader Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, and the entire majority in the Congress. Unfortunately, most of the minority is not behaving as one would hope they should, as one would have expected patriots to behave.
What would you kind of order as priorities among what you mentioned, or maybe what you haven't mentioned? You know, if you had to say top three, what would you seek to address right off the bat?
Yeah, I think the top one has to be what I call kind of the climate crisis, because if we don't put a halt to the global warming and the climate change of our planet, everything else will just pale in comparison. I mean, the rise in temperature, the rise in sea level, that will affect everyone in the district, everyone in the world. It will lead to war. It will lead to refugees. It will lead to a scarcity of water and of food supply. That it will be a health problem. I mean, so certainly climate change is, and the environment is number one. I would say another top concern of mine is, again, access to health care. We need affordable access to health care for everyone. And we need to get to what I believe is a fundamental human right as soon as possible, fulfilling that human right. Third, you know, I think gun safety is certainly important. I mentioned that before. I mentioned some of the principles, you know, first things we can do in legislation, which, by the way, is already pending. It's sitting in the legislative graveyard, which is the Senate. The House did pass sensible gun legislation, you know, the House majority led by Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats. So gun safety is important. I do also think we need to address the fact that we have income inequality, and again, as I mentioned, some people having to hold multiple jobs just to make a living. That is a real cause for concern. And then after that, you know, there are a lot of issues like infrastructure and other, and of course, protecting the rights of women, including the right to choice and equal pay.
For health care, she thinks building upon the Affordable Care Act is a start, as is deflating prescription drug prices. She also wants to restore the state and local tax, or SALT, deduction that was curtailed by federal tax legislation President Trump signed in December 2017. The 17th District includes all of Rockland County and part of Westchester and is considered by ratings groups to be solidly Democratic. The primary election is in June. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.